Several bills this week that deal with taxes, Senator. Let's go over some of those. I guess let's start with the biggest of the three, I think, the most think of the biggest of the three, and that's Senate Bill 509, which deals with an overall income tax cut.
Yes, it would, over a period of years and with some certain triggers in there where the state revenue had to grow a certain amount. There's a bill passed this week out of the Senate that's going to cut income taxes 0.5% for the state of Missouri. Currently it's at 6%. That would take it down to 5.5%. About a $620 million tax cut, which is a huge tax cut for the citizens of Missouri. Evidence just shows that if you give this tax cut, that people will spend money and create jobs. And the old formula I remember from college was that that money will turn over in a community seven times before it leaves. So we hope this will stimulate the economy and do lots of good things for us.
This and some other, there were at least two other bills that deal with taxes and cuts in some form or another.
Yes, I thought one interesting, which I really liked, was one that would, a car over 10 years old, that sales tax probably been paid on it three or four times at least, and if it does not exceed $15,000 would not have a sales tax whenever that person buys it. And that's helping people if they're buying something that old, 10 years old, and probably they need a little help with sales tax. And so I thought that was really a good bill. Senator Parsons had that bill. And then there's another one that the Department of Revenue, for some reason, has changed, and they started taxing like gym memberships, fitness memberships, just a number of things, smaller, semi-piddly, but I don't see why you should be taxed to go exercise to keep your health up good. So that did not make sense, and I did put an amendment in there. Currently, or it's going to start here shortly, due to another Department of Revenue Supreme Court case, they're going to start taxing the sale of used manufactured homes. And that's very unfair in that sales taxes paid on it was new. Whenever you go buy your house, you don't pay a sales tax on it. If you build one, you pay a sales tax, and the material is. And so when these manufactured homes are sold new, they pay a sales tax on it. But then after that, and I think that affects some pretty vulnerable people. It affects low-income people, young people maybe getting a starter home, retired people buying something to live in, downsizing a little bit. So I think that was a pretty substantial idea. I've got a bill on that also, but I wanted to put it in there as an amendment. So I'm pleased these tax cuts we've seen this year.
We had a senator resign this week to take another job outside of the Missouri Senate. In this case, a senator near St. Louis. This wouldn't be something we'd necessarily talk about because it wouldn't make much difference. But through the shifting of people on varying committees because of this resignation, you have inherited a committee chairmanship.
I have, and I consider that a real honor. I'm the first one in my class that was elected 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, I guess now, to get a chairmanship. And so I appreciate the faith that leadership put in me, knowing that I could do this. It's fiscal review and governmental organization. Doesn't sound very important, but we review everything that's got $100,000 in it spent over a three-year period. And so that has to go through that committee to receive that. And it's going to take a lot of work on my staff. And I can handle it as long as my staff sticks with me because I've done an awful lot of the work. And I have a great staff up here.
This is one of those committees that usually doesn't do a lot of or hold a lot of hearings until later in the session where we are right now, particularly with a lot of the House bills that are now in the Senate.
Right. Most committees meet one time a week. This committee sometimes will meet three or four times. And if a bill's passed out maybe late one night, they need that review back in by 9:30 or 10 o'clock that next morning to bring a bill up for a third read. So it's really important committee and got to operate really efficiently. It will be a challenge, but I appreciate that, and I appreciate their faith in me.